Next up, I'm going to speak to a recipient of the Fulbright Award for this year. This is the award which strengthens Irish and US bonds. Dr. Brian Hand is a lecturer in the Department of Mechanical Engineering at Munster Technological University. He was awarded a PhD in Mechanical Engineering from MTU, and his research focused on the aerodynamic design and optimization of offshore floating wind farms and wind turbines. Brian, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry.
Tell me where you're from.
I'm from a place called Kumikila, outside Khmer.
I know it well. Listen, congratulations. Tell me about the award, first of all. What did you have to do to be in the reckoning, and how did it feel to win it?
So I'm very excited to actually have won it. It's a very prestigious award, so you get to go from, obviously, Ireland to the US to do research. So I had to do basically an interview and propose my research to the actual Fulbright Commission in Ireland, and I didn't actually go to a ceremony about 2 weeks ago to actually receive the actual Fulbright award. So it was all very exciting, and you know, it's a great opportunity.
And you get to go to Stanford, is that right?
Yeah, so my post university is Stanford University, so I'm going to a research institute. It's called the Institute for Turbulence Research, where I'll be doing research on floating wind turbines and optimization.
Yeah, and look, that's amazing. Stanford was one of the top universities in the world, so that'll be a fantastic experience.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's a very prestigious program in that it allows, let's say, researchers to travel from Ireland to the US. So it's actually the largest international exchange program in the world. And like, there was actually 14 other awardees. And in actual ceremony, it was attended by the US ambassador, so Mike Clausen. So it was a great experience actually at the US ambassador's residence to actually receive the actual award.
Mm. And tell me, Brian, about the work that you do. It's in an area that we need this sort of engineering and development, because offshore wind is going to be the great rescuer for us in terms of carbon emissions and also funding and powering our electricity. You look at aerodynamic design for a specific type of floating H-type VAWT. What is that?
So we're actually focused on the typical or your common horizontal axis wind turbine for this research. So I think everyone knows that way to decarbonize our electrical generation. So actual Irish government has some ambitious plans to decarbonize our electricity generation, with 80% of electricity generation coming from renewable energy sources by 2030, and 5 gigawatts will come from offshore wind. So that's the actual plan. What I'll be doing is basically using computational fluid dynamics or numerical simulation to simulate a floating wind turbine, how they actually interact with one another, because it's actually very little known about how they actually will interact and perform in an offshore floating environment.
Yeah, and is that to do with wind speeds and the climatic conditions out there and other things on any given day?
Absolutely, yeah. So you'll always have wind loads. You'll also have the hydrodynamics, so the actual waves and different sea states. So these turbines will have 6 degrees of freedom, so to be able to pitch, yaw. You'll have heaving and also roll. So there's a lot of dynamics at play, so we're just trying to get a better understanding of what actually happens with these turbines. So that's why we're going to be using numerical simulation, using high-performance computing.
Yeah, and Brian, where we are here is it's great that we're developing this side of research, because the employment will be here for it as well. Hopefully, there's going to be a huge industry off our west coast when it comes to developing these.
Absolutely. So the biggest challenge on the west coast is that the water depths are quite deep. So anything over 50 meters, you really need a floating platform. So your fixed wind turbines are not really suited for the actual west coast. So to actually exploit the high wind speeds on the west coast, we need to employ floating wind turbines. So at the moment, there's only 3 places where there's actually floating wind turbines in place, so in Scotland and in Portugal. So it's still quite an immature technology, but it's getting there. So
yeah, and you have to study, look, what happens to the floating turbines when there's a storm, when there's pitch, there's roll, there's all those things to factor into, so that they'll stand the test of time, I suppose.
That's exactly it. So that's why we need a supercomputer. And the place I'm going, Stanford, they actually have a very big supercomputer. It's a really, really fast computer. So we need that to actually be able to simulate all the dynamics. And it's a very complex problem.
When do you get to go there, Brian?
So it's looking like it'll be January at this stage, but it'll be for 8 months.
Oh, okay, so that's brilliant. And look, you'll be bringing back what you've learned, obviously, to your role in MTU.
Absolutely. So I lecture at MTU. So I lecture in the Department of Mechanical Engineering, so I'll be able to bring back a lot of knowledge which I've gained from doing this Fulbright scholarship. So I teach across a broad range of modules. So I hope to inspire the kind of next generation of engineers who'll be actually working in the wind industry in Ireland.
Yeah, yeah, in design as well as construction and everything else like that. Well, listen, look, it sounds like a brilliant programme and congratulations and well done again. 8 months in Stanford, you'll obviously be coming back then to rest and recover in Cumann na Cille.
Sure, where else would you want to be? It's the most beautiful place in the world.
It certainly is. Brian, listen, well done again and congratulations and thanks so much for talking to us in the programme as well about that hugely interesting area and an area we really need development and research in as we develop that sort of an industry that's going to provide the jobs of the future. Good man, and thanks for talking to us in the programme.
Thanks, Jerry.
There you go. That's Dr. Brian Hand with us on the line. Fulbright scholarship to a Fulbright award, I should say, to Stanford University for 8 months next year in that area, exactly where we need this sort of research. He was with the Mary Research Centre, University College Cork, and of course lectures on mechanical engineering at MTU Cork.